Recently, the Mountain Brook community has been consumed by a passionate debate over a diversity training program for teachers. But this debate has roots in Alabama's history of segregation, and it has real-life implications for students today. WBHM's Kyra Miles reports.
Over 100 parents and community members crowd the room at this school board meeting in Mountain Brook. All the seats are filled, and people have overflowed into the hallway where they stand and watch a live stream. Over a dozen people have signed up to speak about how Mountain Brook City Schools should address diversity and bias in the classroom.
These are our children, they're not yours.
All of the speakers are white, except for one.
My children are biracial and self-identify as being both West Indian and American.
It's a largely partisan debate that's been consuming the community for months. About half of the attendees are wearing green clothes to show that they oppose what they call politics in the classroom. The rest see it as a threat to diversity.
We are simply trying to support those who have been marginalized because of their identity.
It's emotional.
I've asked myself more than once if we've made a mistake in moving here.
But while the parents argue, students know that this issue goes deeper. Jane Gray Battle is 17 years old and about to start her senior year.
The culture at Mountain Brook is not one of real acceptance, and incidents like the one in 2020 are reminders that our school has a long way to go.
She's referring to an incident when some Mountain Brook students recorded themselves painting a Nazi swastika on another student's back. The community has a significant Jewish population.
Our school is 97% white, and there's a reason people who are part of minority groups don't come to our school, and it's because they don't feel welcome here.
When Jane Gray transferred to Mountain Brook for the debate program, she immediately noticed a lack of respect for religious and racial differences. Some families of color don't even feel comfortable talking about their experiences in Mountain Brook because they're scared of further ostracization.
And for members of our community to then turn down, however many years later, efforts to promote diversity and inclusion, the implication of those statements is that they want to maintain that segregation.
And I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
That's former Alabama Governor George Wallace from the 1960s, a time that Frank McPhillips remembers well. He's lived in Mountain Brook for decades and was a young boy when Alabama schools were forced to desegregate.
And I think because I'm so aware of that, I felt strongly that we cannot repeat those same mistakes 60 years later. It is time for us to move on and to welcome everyone.
When Mountain Brook was founded in the 1920s, it was a whites-only town. Later, in the 1950s, the city avoided federal desegregation in schools by creating their own school district. The impacts of this secession are still affecting students today.
There is no way that we should be educating students to live in a world that looks like Mountain Brook when that's not where the rest of the world looks like or is going to look like.
That's Dana Thompson Dorsey. She's a professor from the University of South Florida and examines educational equity and cultural biases. She says even after the Civil Rights Act of 1964, white families still found a way to self-segregate when black families tried to move into the suburbs.
You had white people then fleeing the city and fleeing some of these suburbs and going even further out to more rural areas. So a place like Mountain Brook was created over these time periods to create their own white enclave.
Research compiled by the Century Foundation shows that all students, regardless of their race or background, perform better in racially and economically diverse schools. They have higher test scores and better social-emotional skills.
This is not about diluting the success of the children and their experiences in Mountain Brook. This is going to make Mountain Brook better.
But Mountain Brook wasn't getting better fast enough for Chris Gerken. He's a white parent who decided to pull his kids from Mountain Brook schools, partly due to the lack of diversity, which he says is damaging the community.
And I think Mountain Brook is at a crossroads. And we have to really think, I hope they really examine themselves and make the right choice, or the community will be labeled a racist community.
Mountain Brook is one of the richest and whitest suburbs in Jefferson County. It's among the top-ranked school districts in the state of Alabama. But the district doesn't have public school buses, and the city has been criticized for housing discrimination. All that helps preserve its predominantly white demographics.
Something is still sustaining it. And if it's not systemic racism, what is it?
Data from the past 10 years shows that racial segregation between cities in the U.S. has gotten worse. Take Mountain Brook schools again. They're over 90% white and are 4 miles down the road from Birmingham City Schools, which is 92% black. Mountain Brook says they're going to continue with diversity training, but they're still figuring out how. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member covering education for WBHM.